From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a U.S. military presence acknowledged in Libya. The U.S. Defense Department said Wednesday U.S. military forces are on the ground in Libya looking for potential partners in what could be an expanded campaign against the Islamic State. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
We've shown in the past a willingness to strike in Libya. We've taken out a key ISIL leader in Libya in the past. But I think it's too soon to say at this point exactly where things will evolve. We're taking a very close look at this situation again. It's not just the United States that's involved here, that has a stake in what happens in Libya. We're continuing, of course, through the State Department to support the effort to forge a government in Libya. And we think that's a critical step in terms of the governance of the country to trying to address the ISIL threat as well. It's not just a military solution here.
Cook described the U.S. contingent as small, adding that they were in Libya at the concurrence of Libyan officials. While not the biggest fighting force in Libya, IS has been growing stronger in recent months, cementing its hold on the city of Sirte and surrounding areas. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has ordered his country's border with South Sudan open for the first time since the South broke away to become independent in 2011. Wednesday's decision is considered a major step toward improving relations between the neighboring countries. The South Sudanese seceded and took much of Sudan's oil reserves. Meanwhile, as many as 34,000 in Sudan's restive western Darfur region have fled recent fighting between the army and rebels in the Jebel Mara area, breaking months of peace following a ceasefire. It's viewed as a stronghold of the Sudan Liberation Army, which has been battling Khartoum for more than a decade. This is VOA News. The United States Wednesday urged all parties invited to this week's Syrian peace talks in Geneva to show up without precondition. It follows the dispatch of invitations Tuesday by UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to various opposition groups ahead of the scheduled Friday launch of the latest international diplomatic effort to achieve a political transition. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
So we believe that the HNC delegation and the various factions of the Syrian opposition have an historic opportunity to go to Geneva and propose serious practical ways to implement a ceasefire, humanitarian access, and other confidence-building measures, and that they should do so without preconditions. We believe it should seize this opportunity to test the regime's willingness and intentions and expose before the entire world which parties are serious about a potential peaceful political transition in Syria and which are not.
It's unclear who is planning to attend the Geneva conference. The U.S. and Saudi-backed opposition insists it should be the primary delegation in the proximity talks. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Wednesday led a memorial service for the Kenyan soldiers killed while on peacekeeping duties in Somalia. Al-Shabaab Islamist militants claim to have killed 100 soldiers in a January 15 attack on a southern army base. Mr. Kenyatta called for global action against jihadism.
We must also make sure that every single one of those cowards who murdered them will be hunted down and brought to justice, for our soldiers' blood will not be shed in vain. We are fighting a global war that requires a global response.
The service was also attended by Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed and Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari. An outbreak of a fever similar to the Ebola virus has Nigeria on edge. Lassa fever has sickened nearly 60 people and killed 34. Since it broke out in Nigeria last year, the disease transmitted by rats is in later stages, shares similar symptoms with Ebola. Wednesday was Holocaust Remembrance Day, the year 71 years ago that Soviet troops entered the notorious Auschwitz-Birkenau Nazi extermination camp in Poland, liberating the remainder of the sick and dying residents. The Nazis killed some 1 million people at the camp. A New York ceremony was attended Wednesday by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
On this day of Holocaust remembrance, I urge everyone to denounce political and religious ideologies that set people against people.
Mr. Ban warned of rising anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim bigotry and called for greater efforts to defend the rights of people everywhere. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.